It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message of God's love for you, that He proved His love, sending and giving His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on an old rugged cross to buy salvation for us through His shed blood. When we receive Christ as our Savior, we receive the salvation that God has given through the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and I hope you're getting ready to come to God's house this morning. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 5 today. That's Hebrews chapter 5. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, I Have Come By the Way of the Cross.
Condemned to die on a cross for crimes He had done. He was guilty, everyone could see. But His destiny was changed when He looked on Christ and said, when Your kingdom comes, remember me.
Hi, Jim.
suffering of God's Son, we have come by the way of the cross, of the cross.
Paul testifies of the cross in Galatians chapter number 6, in verse number 14. He says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, this verse actually has two truths in it. The first truth is that Paul says, the only thing that I have to glory in is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and what Jesus did to buy salvation for me. But the second truth is that once we receive Jesus as our Savior, we are separated from the world. Let me read the full verse. "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you got saved, Christ separated you from the world. You will not deal with the punishment that the world has to deal with. You do not deal with the loneliness that the world has to deal with. You have that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But the truth to that is, as we have been separated from the world by salvation, we should be separate from the world in the way that we live, because we've come by the way of the cross, receiving Jesus Christ and the salvation that He offers so that we have everlasting life. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to know how you can receive this free gift of salvation that's offered by what Jesus did for you in His death and shedding His blood, burial, and in His resurrection, please call me. I would count it an honor to have the opportunity to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation. My number is 919-563-6753. We would invite you to be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church. If you're thinking about coming to visit with us, please choose this morning, because today we're having our Family and Friends Sunday, and Evangelist Charles Churchill will be with us in the 9:45 service and the 11 o'clock service. After that, we'll have a time of fellowship dinner in the fellowship hall after the services, and no night service tonight. So please join us this morning at 9:45 for our Family and Friends Sunday at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Listen to the preaching of Charles Churchill for the services this morning at 9:45 and 11, and then join us for dinner afterwards in the fellowship hall. We also have a Wednesday night service this week at 7 o'clock, but please don't wait till then to come be with us unless you're providentially hindered. Be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church for our Family and Friends Sunday. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you the wonderful message of salvation and how you can receive it. And you will also find written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, taking a look at Hebrews chapter 5 today, let's listen to another song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsborough, North Carolina. The second song that they're going to sing for us is titled, He's always been faithful. Has always been faithful. Listen to what Jeremiah said in Lamentations chapter number 3, verse number 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. My friend, if you know the Lord as your Savior, you are bound to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Heavenly Father by the love that Jesus proved on the cross of Calvary when he shed his blood. His blood bought salvation so that we would know the Lord's mercies day by day. But verse number 23 says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. His compassions fail not. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, his faithfulness is great, because if you know the Lord as your Savior, his faithfulness has been promised to you. His faithfulness is great. It is a faithfulness that will last through all eternity. That's why he tells us when we accept Christ as Savior that we have everlasting life. And what should we be doing when we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our personal Savior and we understand that his faithfulness is great? Why, shouldn't we be telling others about how faithful God is? Listen to this last song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, Did I Mention? Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. When we take a look at Psalm 107:1, we find that the psalmist talks about giving thanks to the Lord in verse number 1, but in verse number 2, he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If God has been good to you, my friend, for saving your soul, and he has, you need to thank him for his mercy on you that endureth forever. There also ought to be that picture of the cup that runneth over that Psalm 23 speaks of, where all the praise and the thanks that you give to the Lord run over so that others hear about the redemption of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If your cup runneth over with the praise for the Lord, you ought to be saying so, declaring what Jesus has done for you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Aren't you glad that God has redeemed you through the Lord Jesus Christ? And my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is the opportunity you have today to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you can give thanks to the Lord for his goodness in saving you. And then you can go around proclaiming that you're redeemed, telling others about what Jesus has done for you. Hebrews chapter number 5. Last week we mentioned about verse number 5, "Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee," not speaking about the eternal aspect of the Lord Jesus Christ, but speaking of the fact that his ministry to mankind started when he became a man, when he became incarnate, when he was conceived in Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit, and he was birthed into this world to bring salvation. He was begotten for his earthly ministry then. And the only fear that Jesus had in coming to be a sacrifice for sin would be the separation from the Heavenly Father that he would experience when he was nailed to the cross, shedding his blood, becoming sin for us, taking our sins upon himself, and the Heavenly Father would have to break off that fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ as God the Father turned his back on God the Son. But in his obedience, he brought salvation to the whole world. Verse number 8 says, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered." The Lord Jesus Christ bought salvation for us. He suffered for us in obedience to the Heavenly Father. In verse number 9, "In being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Now, when we talk about made perfect, Christ in his death bought a perfect salvation for mankind, for those who would obey him and receive him as personal Savior. There is salvation, perfect salvation, eternal salvation that is given to those who receive him as personal Savior. His death and his suffering made for perfect salvation for those that would obey him by receiving him as Savior. Verse number 10, "Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." We find Melchizedek coming on the scene after Abram won a great victory. Abram was able to rescue Lot and all the people that were taken hostage. Melchizedek, in verse number 18 of Genesis chapter 14, stepped on the scene and brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, talking about Melchizedek blessing Abram, and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. Here Abram had not only received from Melchizedek the bread and the fruit of the vine, but he also received a blessing from Melchizedek, and Abram tithed all that he had to Melchizedek. Melchizedek steps on the scene and ministers to Abram, receives a tithe from Abram, and then steps off the scene again. This perfect priest who steps on the scene, called the King of Salem, this is Melchizedek, the King of Peace. In verse number 10, in speaking of the ministry of Jesus, the writer of Hebrews says, "Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." Melchizedek, who stepped on the scene, ministered to Abram, and stepped off the scene again is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ who stepped into humanity, becoming flesh, being born of a virgin, and dying in our place to offer for us what we needed so he might bring the blessing of salvation, and then stepping off the scene after his death, burial, and resurrection so that he could minister at the right hand of the throne of God to bring intercession to those who receive him as personal Savior. Oh, Jesus Christ, the perfect priest, who offered the perfect sacrifice of himself, a blood sacrifice as God required, so that all those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ would come through the work of Jesus Christ, the high priest, and his ministry will continue forever for those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. My friend, if you ask Jesus to be your personal Savior, come to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, confessing that you're a sinner, repenting of your sins, and then asking Jesus to be your Savior. The Lord has said that he would save you. He waits to save you. It is his will that you receive him as Savior. Please come to know the Lord as personal Savior today. And if you already know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what are you doing in response to his blessing you with salvation? Abram tithed to Melchizedek before he stepped off the scene again. He gave him a tithe of all that he had. My friend, what have you given to the Lord in thankfulness for what he has done for you? My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."